It seems to me that there are three points of focus in this story that we know so well. Jesus, Lazarus, and the two sisters. And each of these characters are at a significant point in their lives, and how they respond reveals something of grace to us as we are led into the Holy Week to come. Harassed and threatened by the scribes and Pharisees, Jesus has gone out of the territory near Jerusalem to a safer place where he is welcomed and respected. In that safe place, he can continue his ministry without threat or danger, avoiding those spies who are always trying to trip him up. With the news that Lazarus is sick, Jesus has to decide if he should take the risk of going back to Bethany, which is just outside Jerusalem, where his enemies are waiting. I don't believe that he waited 2 days to make up his mind. I do believe that in waiting until Lazarus was dead, he could better reveal the glory and power of God and then prepare his disciples to understand and accept and believe in his own resurrection from the dead. He'd already cured many sick people, but calling someone back to life after they had been dead for 4 days would be something else when it comes to calling people to faith. How long he waits is not really important. What matters is that he's risking his life for someone he loved. As it turns out, by going to Bethany and raising Lazarus, it is the last straw for his enemies. Now they really go after him, and they don't have far to go. Laying in that tomb, Lazarus was waiting. Bound hand and foot, he was helpless. And in the darkness of that tomb, there was nothing to do but wait, and he has to wait alone. Finally, he hears that call. Lazarus, come out. It's a familiar voice that calls. And suddenly, he's no longer alone, cut off from others, and in the dark. Once more, the one who has healed and restored whatever's broken calls him back to his family and to his friends. Then there's another command. Untie him. Let him go. With that, everything that had restrained him in the past and kept Lazarus from real freedom was undone. And it was undone by his friends. When I read those words, there comes to mind a command given to Peter and to the apostles in Matthew's gospel. Whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. What Jesus commands here is forgiveness. And that forgiveness gives us the freedom to really come to life. Lazarus, who was bound and waiting for the Lord and forgiveness, is now set free and restored to life. Then the two sisters. They prayed and they turned to Jesus for help. They wanted their brother to be healed and his death avoided. And their prayers were not answered. Instead of doing what too many people would do when that happens, they do not turn away from Jesus or lose faith and give up hope. Instead, they just reaffirmed their love for him and they reaffirmed their faith. What they received then was far greater than they expected. It was better than they could ever have imagined. Had they turned away from him for not doing what they wanted when they wanted it, there wouldn't be any story to tell and no hope for us on this threshold of Holy Week. My friends, let us be open to the Lord Jesus. Lazarus and his sisters today, so that they may speak to us again about courage in the face of danger, about waiting and forgiveness, and about how to respond when prayerful requests seem to have failed. In 2 weeks, we will proclaim once again the good news of the resurrection. And in that proclamation, there are no bindings on the one who rises like there were on Lazarus. Once and for all that holds us bound and keeps us from being free will be left behind, all folded up neatly and finished. There's a message in this detail, and that message today is our hope and the cause of our joyful faith.